This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Another application cycle is about ready to begin for one of the groups helping provide housing here in the area. That's Project Rebound. And pleased to talk with our friend Carrie McKillop, who is the chair of the board of Project Rebound, and she's on the line right now. Carrie, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Glad to have you. First things first, for those who may not still know who you are, what is Project Rebound and what does it do?
Well, Project Rebound, in the best description I can make of it, is a we're sort of a matchmaking service, and we've evolved over several years to we're a licensed not-for-profit here within the state of Illinois. We are not a 501c3 because we don't take in any money and we don't disperse any money. But what we do is take applications from individuals in our community who might like to purchase an affordable home within the city limits of Galesburg, and then we pre-qualify them. And at the same time, we work with local contractors to identify houses that might have fallen into disrepair that need some renovation that can be purchased, repaired, and sold at $50,000 and under for a two-bedroom or $60,000 and under for a three-bedroom or more. So far, we have, in the last 2 years, we have sold four houses through our program.
That's great.
And so we're constantly evolving, and we will be doing a another round of applications are available now. We have used up our initial funding that was committed between F&M Bank and Midwest Bank of Western Illinois over the first four houses. But we will be announcing a partnership and how that's going to operate with the Community Foundation as a great Galesburg Community Foundation. So we're really excited about that.
That's great. It sounds like in those 2 years, even though the initial round of money has run out, you've certainly proven the organization's worth.
Yeah, we're very excited about the fact that we have four homeowners in houses that might otherwise have not been able to purchase houses. As you know well, having been around the Galesburg area for quite some time,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's been many houses that people have moved away, they're falling into disrepair, but really with a little TLC and some contractor know-how, those can be turned into really good houses.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at people who are working at places where they're making maybe $12, $13 an hour, and the average rent in Galesburg is somewhere around $600 a month, it's very difficult to save for a down payment for traditional lending.
Yeah, I imagine so, but I should probably qualify that since I've been trying my darndest to have positive conversations lately about Galesburg, and somebody mm-hmm. could hear that and say, oh, you just can't afford to live in Galesburg, but this sounds like you're doing everything you can to make it affordable.
Right, and what we're hoping to do is get young people who are in those entry-level positions invested into the community so that they'll stay and grow and move up in their organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very much a positive for Galesburg. And the fact that we have two banks that have been willing to commit mortgage money to this program, the Galesburg Community Foundation is now on board. The city of Galesburg has backed us from day one. They provide free inspections for us. All of the houses that get sold through our program pass the city of Galesburg's inspections. And so I definitely think it's a positive. As you know, I was born and raised in this area as well,
mm-hmm.
and it's a wonderful place to raise a family.
Darn right.
And we like to keep young families here.
Absolutely. Just so I understand, I know we've had conversations about Project Rebound before, but this is sort of, I guess, similar but perhaps different than Habitat for Humanity in that you're taking existing homes and rehabbing them?
Yes.
Okay.
And oftentimes there might be people who would qualify for either one.
Yeah.
And actually we network quite extensively with Habitat for Humanity. Several members of our board have also served on their board.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a sort of a complementary program. So, there's lots of need for housing in the city, and I know the Community Foundation is also interested in doing larger projects in the city too. So we haven't had a lot of new housing starts in Galesburg, so in lieu of being able to do that, rehabbing older homes is really viable.
In terms of the application process for a Project Rebound, how does that work?
Well, they can either go to our Facebook page and click on the link, or actually, for those of your listeners who don't know, I work for University of Illinois Extension.
And I've never heard you talk about that before.
No, I mean, it's a surprise, right?
Right.
But they can go to the University of Illinois Extension, Henderson, Knox, Warren, McDonough County website, and the application is there online. All they have to do is fill it out online. It comes to Project Rebound staff, and we will get it to the underwriters. We do everything in our power to make sure that the people that are buying the houses will be successful. So we get them through an underwriting process. If they're not quite there yet, we have a couple bankers, Karen Cabrera from F&M, Blake Rappenecker from Midwest Bank of Western Illinois. We have so many mids and stuff, I trip over those. work with our underwriting committee to make sure that people will be successful and can afford the payments. And it's a really great program. And if somebody has difficulty finding the application online, all they have to do is call us here at the Extension office, and we can guide them to that.
And the reason we're talking is because that application cycle is beginning anew, correct?
Correct, and actually it's rolling, so people can apply at any time.
Okay.
We just literally closed on the fourth house yesterday.
Wow, that's amazing. I'm curious, kind of maybe just morbid curiosity, to what's the extent of work that has had to be done on some of these homes? Have some of them been in pretty dire shape, I guess?
It varies. The one that we just closed on yesterday had been a repossessed house that Wells Fargo had donated to the city of Galesburg, and they sold it to our contractor, and it literally had been totally redone. It had old hot water heat, so they pulled that out, put a gas forced air furnace in, rewired, replumbed, new roof, the whole bit. And as we know, repossessed houses oftentimes are in fairly poor shape. Other houses have not had extensive. We had one house that had been rehabbed. It was relatively small, but it sold for $38,000.
Wow.
Now that was a very small home. but our very first house was a 3-bedroom. The other three have been 2-bedrooms. And that's why we've upped the limit right now to $60,000 for 3 bedrooms, because our contractors haven't been able to find houses that have 3 bedrooms that they could rehab and turn around for $50,000.
Okay,
which is difficult.
So I imagine the end goal though must be that you hope to sell these properties, and that the value of the home and the value of the property values in the neighborhood might go up a little bit, right?
Absolutely. You know, we're looking at specific neighborhoods, places. We've had one home in the Grand Avenue area. We had one over on North Bateman. We had one on Washington Street. The most recent one was on Harrison Street. So we're looking at neighborhoods all over the community.
Great.
That we can sort of anchor, and we're also always looking for contractors as well. If there are contractors that are interested in getting involved, all they have to do is call us, and we can send them information. Because the contractors do make money for their time invested.
Sure.
They're not going to make as much as, you know, people think, watch the flip or flop shows on HGTV, and yeah, this program is not like that.
Yeah.
But it's a way to give back to the community and hopefully make a little money
there
in
you
the
go.
Process.
All right. One more time before I run out of time, Carrie. How can folks, if they're looking to be a part of Project Rebound, how can they do so?
Well, they can go to Project Rebound Galesburg on Facebook and message us, and we can contact them directly. Or they can call the University of Illinois Extension Office at 309-342-5108, and we can direct them on how to get to the online applications, or we can mail them a hard copy if it's easier for them.
All right, very good. Anything else we should know about this, Carrie?
No, we just encourage as many people as possible. If you are working and paying your bills and have a decent payment history, make an application if you'd like to purchase a house. We'd like to have a bank of buyers that could work with the contractors and get colors and such that they like.
Very good. All right, Carrie McKillop, chair of the board of Project Rebound here in Galesburg. Thanks so much for your time once again, and best of luck continuing to help make things good in the Galesburg area.
Thank you very much.
Stay tuned. We have Kim Commando in sports next as Galesburg's evening news continues on WGIL.